Thank you. Well, my name is Ming. Welcome to Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services. I'd like to talk about Nebraska Joint Department of Health Data Center, actually, what we primarily work. First, I'd like to thank to my colleagues, Dr. Ji Ling and Mr. Qing and Mr. Jeff Armitage. These put a tremendous efforts on the daily operation of data center. So first, a brief talk about what the Joint Data Center, and talk move on the major activity, and spend a little more time to talk about the data integration and linkage. Well, Data Centers was established in 2011 as part of the CDC Public Health Instructor Grant. Actually, the audience, my colleague, former colleague, Dr. David Palm, he used to be the PI for this grant. Thank you for being here. Well, this is a joint data center developed based on the strength of three, public health system, including a government agency, which is the Department of Health and Human Services, and research institution, which is the College of Public Health, University of Nebraska Medical Center, and a non-profit organization, which is the Nebraska Hospital Association. So we, we collect government correct data and use the capacity of research institution analyze. And the hospital association provides us medical records, including the personal identify information, which is really, really critical. So mission of these joint data centers to improve public health in by enhancing data quality and utilization through data standardization integration, and provide analysis for public health decision making and research, also the improved data dissemination. So in the past few years, what we have done, and this is a list of our major activities: updated the public health data inventory, developed and implemented a public health query system, and performed data linkage, developed mass data index. And we also use a linked data, conduct some studies, demonstrate the value. And also the data centers assist in internal training to improve the epidemiology and statistics competencies. Also provide some technical assistance in data linkage analysis to other programs, other agencies as well. Well, we'll quickly talk about the public health data inventory. As you may know, so many data available for public health, particularly for surveillance. Some the state health department responsible collect, some other agencies, including government and non-government agencies. So identify all this available data source really, really important for public health program and policy, especially for public health surveillance system. So which can increase the efficiency and maximum use of data in more efficient manner. And we've done this for almost 2 years, identify all the existing data source. Initially, we identify about 100 data sets, including this data inventory. This is a website. Unfortunately, we cannot go into it, otherwise I'll show you all the data. And this is what it looks like. About 100 data sets, we grouping on based on the categories, the left side, from pregnancy and infant health, infectious disease, chronic disease, and injury, and risk factor, tobacco, immunization, if any, or also the environmental health, population information census. So if you click any of data, you move another page, it give you the brief description of all these data sets, who collect them, and what frequency, what data elements, And this web page, also has a PDF, a data request form. You can fill out a form, submit to the data center. We have a designated person to triage all these requests, send to the response person, can prepare data for the meet the needs. So this is one, and then we developed the public health query system, which is first one of public health information query system, and we spent almost 2 years as well. And we use BISS as one of the first data sets, and we're going to expand into other data sets, including death and the hospital discharge data and cancer registry. Unique for Nebraska BIFSS, we collect data every year for district level, which is not many states can do that because we collect 20,000 samples, so it can represent the district level. So this query system can come down to the district level. This is a website for this query system. So I move on now, linkage. Linkage, data linkage actually is one of the very useful strategy to expanding, increase the value of the existing data. For example, give you an example, probably many of you heard the CODES program, CODES, Crash Outcome Data Evaluation System. We conducted this project since 1998. So the concept just, you know, once crash occurred, police arrived, they document the word crash, and EMS pick up patient, deliver to the medical facility. So EMS document, you know, what patient status, what EMS performance in terms of time and delivery. And the hospital treat the patient and, you know, some patient died. So they have death certificate. Only if only this piece of information document some segment, once you link them together, you can able to tell you what crash before and during and after. So give you more complete pictures, describe this burden of disease. So that's we've done that based on that. So we did a lot of linkage in Nebraska. Probably many of you know the hospital discharge data is one of primary data sets for public health surveillance. So really, really critical for across whole country, you know. So that's all data sets, hospital discharge data as a base, and the other data linking to the hospital, gaining additional information. Well, we've done a lot of linkage, but we're facing a lot of challenge because of the depending on the program needs and the data availability, and so a lot of data is overlapping, so redundant. And then we thought, you know, if we had an index of linked data indicates is specific cases linked, we would not repeat the linkage records that already had linked. So that's come from that concept, data index. Well, you know, people were thinking once you're doing linkage, social security require a unique personal ID is ideal to facilitate linkage. But the reality, even thinking about a social security number is unique, but which facing some legal issues. You cannot use social security numbers for linkage, because Social Security Administration rules permit prohibit using social security number for linkage. And then we have to create an index to serve as unique personal ID across database. So this needs some collaboration between program guidance and private sectors, and they willing to share and also comply with legal requirement. Well, we have to study the index to see what the existing personal identity information look like. You know, looking at birth records and immunization registry, hospital discharge data, cancer registry, death records, and the driver's license, because they already have some level of index exist. For example, immunization registry, they have built in the index. Once any vaccine information coming there against the existing database to see if the new cases are existing one, and then updating the information. So the develop master data index built on personal identify information, identifying vacation information and existing index. And then use this index, we do the self-match, we call it vertical match, and expansion match, which we call it horizontal. So the concept is from birth to death, all information, you know, expect to merge together. So which including the birth records, and the after birth immediately have an immunization registry and school health. And once getting like 16 years old, you have driver's registry and get marriage, and you get some disease and the hospital discharge data can reflect. And you can treat cancer registry, Parkinson's disease, and the final destination, which is death. So that's the ideal, the linkage. So this is a self-match. To give you an example, the question comes from a program asked the number of children the mother has given in Nebraska over years. Between self-match, use a birth registry as mother's index. You're looking, we generate a table like that, you know, the number of births given from 1 to 12. And the mother have one of two or three, you see the distribution. Before we do this self-match, we enable to generate this table like that. So horizontal linkage, actually expansion of linkage, not just the database link itself, that got mentioned from birth to death. And and then you have select the one, the database as a base. As I mentioned earlier, the hospital discharge data is one of primary database for public health surveillance. So we use hospital discharge data as a base. Go the left, go right, you know. That's what we call horizontal linkage. So, all data linked to hospital discharge data exchange uses an index. And we did some pilot project, and we almost moving on the whole scales linkage. And the time, because of the public health instructor grant terminated 1 year earlier than we expected. So person doing linkage had to leave. So, and we did just get some pilot project done. This is one of them, you know. Risk linkage project. As you know, the Nebraska hospital discharge data, so the original records only 7% including the risk and ethnicity information. And which is a critical challenge for the disparity study. You don't have risk, you don't have ethnicity, that's impossible. You do the disparity analysis. But other data sets, including the risk and ethnicity information, including cancer and death data, birth data, and driver license. So we use an index and improve the risk information for hospital discharge data from 7% to almost 90% for inpatient and 76% for outpatients. And the GE coding is one of important step as well. Many data sets need the GE coded information, including birth record, birth defect, and so on, you see the list. But a lot of addresses are identical. We don't want G-coding repeatedly. But through the index, we can adjust a coded one. And then we, against a database to see if it's existing, we don't repeat to the G-coding. So we've done that as well. So this is just one of the graphics show the what it looks like, you know. From left side, all is contributing to this base, and later you can gain all the information from this base for the risk and the address information as well. I skip this one. And just talk about some demonstration project. We use linked data, which, you know, before linkage, you cannot done this, but after linkage, you can use this information, can conduct this project. This is a rehabilitation rate for the coronary heart disease patient by RIS. RIS is gaining through the linkage. You see the disparities for this rehabilitation rate. Well, this is a lung cancer survival curve by staging and comorbidity, because the cancer registry do not include much information on comorbidity issues, but once you link the hospital discharge data, you're gaining all this comorbidity information. You can conduct the studies looking at survival analysis. This is the top 10 hospital treatment by the census tract, because we have address information G-coded. And then we get the poverty level information. You can look in the poverty related to all this top 10 hospital treatment. Another project we've done is a PRAM data. We're linking the birth certificate data with PRAM data to study to see the mother's risk factors contribute to the baby's low birth weight and the preterm. And through the linkage data set, we found, you know, if the first baby is low term and low birth weight, you see the second baby low, preterm and low birth weight is really high. So anyway, in summary, this is a, you know, the model through the collaboration among the government agency and research institution and program organizers were really essential for success of this data center data integration. And the, you know, the, through the so many years working together, established trust relationship really critical. Also the program willingness and the, to share the data is important as well. And the bottom line, you have some infrastructures, you know, financial and administrative support, and key staff expertise in data linkage. Data linkage requires specific skills and experience, really, really sophisticated. And all this, all through all this project, you know, showed some value and the potential utilization link the data. So I just quickly talk about this project. If you have any questions, my contact information. Thank you.